Listener Production.
Good morning, Tessa Randello here with you. South Australian activist Taryn Brumfitt's been named the Australian of the Year at a ceremony in Canberra overnight. She leads the Body Image Movement, an Adelaide-based organisation aimed at teaching people to love and appreciate their bodies. She says she's honoured by the recognition.
I have to say I'm having a little bit of an out-of-body experience on live TV with all of you looking at me.
Professor Tom Carmer was awarded the Senior Award, Amar Sine from New South Wales named our local hero, and Socceroo Awa Mabil claimed the youth title. Meantime, more than a dozen Tasmanians were also awarded for services across areas like the environment, the arts, the disability sector and local community. Some experts say we're all but guaranteed another rate rise from the Reserve Bank next month. It follows yesterday's higher-than-expected increase to inflation, up to 7.8%. The federal health minister is assuring us the government is working on the backlog in aged care and disability services. Mark Butler says there's a range of practical measures in place to speed up the process, like 24/7 on-site nursing at nursing homes and more liaison officers for the NDIS. It comes as the Tasmanian Premier says people waiting to get into those services are taking up much-needed beds in our hospital, even when they're ready to go. And police won't be giving warnings if they're caught doing any of the Fatal Five today. Authorities are cracking down, issuing on-the-spot fines for dangerous drivers. Two lives have already been lost on Tassie roads this year. Despite a tight win over the Brisbane Heat last night, the Hobart Hurricanes have been knocked out of the BBL playoffs. Sydney Thunder sneaking into the final spot after beating the Stars, while Hobart defended a low 120 runs in Launceston to beat the visitors.
No way! Hurricanes, that is a miracle! Miracle in Launceston!
And tonight, Hobart's hosting international cricket, the Aussie women taking on Pakistan in the T20.